Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Glad to have you on the show. And we're about to get this thing rocking and rolling. And I have no other than Mr. David Murphy on the line, who's been on the line and been waiting for some time for me to cue him in. So without any further ado, let's bring up Mr. Murphy and have him be able to go through the papers on the street. It's impacting the world, and it's got a lot that it's sharing. And so let's bring him up as we let him be able to begin to share what's going on with the National Black Unity News newspaper. Mr. Murphy, you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, man. Just came in from, had some things that happened that put me in another financial atmosphere, so it allowed me to be able to go to a class act restaurant today in Rocky Mount, who's owned by people that are from Baltimore.
Oh, okay, great, great.
Yeah, so I had a chance to enjoy their crab cake dinner and some coleslaw and a couple other things. And so, you know, hey, man, it's when things begin to roll and pop for you, they're rolling and they pop. You just got to be able to appreciate each little step that it takes you.
Yes, again, you know, like I said, you keep plugging, things bound to happen one way or the other, but we have to keep on staying in the game and keep on pushing, as those songs say, you know. And a lot of things been happening on this end as well. There's, been quite a bit of activities, and I've been quite active this week, going to quite a few events and and got a full schedule ahead this weekend for events. So a lot is taking place because for such a time as this, people are rising up on many fronts. And I'm actively involved with several things. And first and foremost, the National Black Unity News. And one of the our sponsors is with the National Black Unity News is the Black Men Unifying Black Men, and you can find them in the publication as well. And in the Baltimore area, there has been quite a bit of activity relating to black men. There was one, I believe it was Monday. And I think it was associated with the Nation of Islam. And I think the subject matter was how to be a man. And one of their foremost leaders, one of the captains, I think his name was Captain Dennis Muhammad. I think he may be number three or number four as far as security is concerned, you know, around the Minister Farrakhan. And he gave a powerful presentation about our, you know, current position and how we need to stand up. And I appreciate them for doing so. And even while we speak, there's a national convention going on in the Washington, D.C. area. And they got black men converging from all over the country. And they're speaking on pretty much the same subject matter, black men. And the group I personally belong to is, again, Black Men Unifying Black Men. We have been around for about 3 years and been very consistent with giving, you know, having a breakfast on a monthly basis. And I am appreciative of all of these organizations and churches, because there's a lot of chatter going on all over, not only in Baltimore, but all over the country when it comes to black men. And again, I'm just pleased to say that, you know, we've been around for about 3 years, and we consistent. That sometimes people spring up, sometimes they go, and sometimes they don't. But, you know, just good to know that there is one organization that will stay consistent. and stay on the front lines when it comes to this subject matter. And like I said, we need all, I mean, all I'm saying is this, is that our community is in pretty bad shape right now. It's nothing new. It's been this way for a while. And it will continue, I believe it will continue to stay this way until black men take their rightful role and stand up not only in their own households, in their communities, and in this country, and on a global basis as well. Until we're able to link up and do our thing, and I have to add this, it's not like we haven't tried to be doing our job as men, but there's been a concerted effort. There's a system in place to make sure that we don't come together, to make sure that we don't come in out. There have been things for over the years where a man couldn't even be in the household one time, or women would have got penalized if they got any type of assistance from the state or the government. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Put the black man in jail, break up the family, disgrace the black man, make him look less than a man, you know. And they did this all throughout slavery. They broke up families and this, that. And see, those type of things have long-term effect on families and communities. And so all I'm saying is this, yes, we have to step up. But I'm going to tell you something. It's always has been and always will be some resistance to our standing up. And I, for one, I cannot speak for anybody else. But for me and my house, you know, I've been standing, and I can stand a little firmer, but I'm standing on great shoulders, because there's been men and women way before me who have stood up and even died for me to even have this position. And nowhere in the world I'm going to sit down on the job, because I, as just one of many, have to take my rightful place in my community. I have grandchildren. And even the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance not only to his children, but to his children's children. And I'm just trying to be a good man, not only just to my family, but in the community as well, because I am my brother's keeper. And we are interconnected. And it's just sad and unfortunately that society has come to this, where men look at other men not for who they are or what they are. They look at them because of the color of their skin and put us in classes or bunches and things like that. And just so elementary in the way of thinking that it's hard for me to even conceive that we supposed to be intelligent beings come to this. But it is what it is, and so I had to say that because, like I say, this is what exactly is going on in the community and around the country when it's concerning black men. And again, when black men stand up and stand out and take a stand in the gap not only for his family but for his community, change will come. But the National Black Unity News, powerful publication. You know, we just started this publication less than a year ago, and we tested the market for about several months just to see, you know, just to get it out there so people can become familiar with it. And it's a quarterly. We started off just with a quarterly to make sure that, you know, we can keep on pace, and it will grow to a monthly, weekly, and who knows, a daily. And, you know, that's projections. But right now it's a quarterly. And we just had an issue came out on the first week in April. And this will last up until June. But I just want to say it's a powerful publication. We're getting calls, and it's been, this is the fastest publication, you know, since we published, that flew off the shelf so quickly. And so it's being widely circulated, and yours truly, me, David Murphy, has been expanding my territory. You see, I've always been in marketing. That's what a newspaper is, part of marketing, advertisement, putting forth information, communications, and letting people know who and where this is or where that is. And that's what I've been doing pretty much all my life. But, you know, there's tools And I use the newspaper as one tool as to communicate. But, you know, I'm a student, always will, and always, you know, I'm just a student, always trying to learn more and do more and be more effective. And so I'm expanding my territory. When I say that, I mean that I'm elevating, I am evolving with this new technology to enhance the publication and my marketing skills. I have I'm moving more heavily into the marketing side of the business because I do know marketing is the engine that get information to where it need to be. And so therefore I got all types of tools and bells and whistles to make things look more appealing. I'm not a graphic artist, but I do know how to put things together so that people can understand it. But there's a lot of technology now with graphic artists. You know, you had to almost be an artist to do this and do that. But now they have so many applications out here now that you don't have to do all of those things. You just have to have some kind of skills. But what I'm saying is, you know, if you've been online, if you look at my online page, you will see quite a few commercials that I've done. And what you call public service announcements, and you will see all types of advertising. And matter of fact, I'm sending this out. This is the first you hear of this to the editors in the National Black Unity News. You will be getting a call from me because as a public service to you, because we always looking to advance our editors because our editors advances us. That we're going to be doing a series of commercials for each and every one of the editors. Let's get them started. So this is just another tool that we can do mass communications. And so each editor, for instance, say my brother Satawi, I gave him a sample one time, but I'm going to design a marketing campaign, not the entire campaign, but a commercial, a modern-day commercial with the bells and whistles on it so that he can take his travel business and be very competitive, you know, as far as the market is concerned, but very effective at the same time. You can say things and you can say things in a newspaper, you can say things in a book, you can say things anything, but marketing is a very unique way of doing things. You can also break something down to a 15-second, 30-second, 45- and 60-second commercial, and it will give you the highlights of what that person do or who that person is. And you have to be extremely effective in that time slot, which is not long. And that's why you see on other media such as TV and radio, when they talk to you in a 30 or 60-second slot, they try to hit all the bullet points so that you may give them a call so you can get further details. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm bringing out a lot of bullet points that would be effective and make people lease it or get people attention. So they can delve a little deeper. But in any case, you know, thank God. Like I said, I'm always a student, and I'm always expanding and evolving. And my goal, my purpose, my mission is first and foremost is to serve my people. Again, I don't put down any group or race of people. My mission is to uplift my own because there is a disparity in this country and around the world. And somebody has to stand up. Somebody has to crowd into the wilderness and to let people know that change is here. And then and let people know because, you know, media is a powerful, powerful tool. And again, I reiterate this every time I get on these airwaves is that we own less than 1% people. And that means we're only making a squeak out here when it compared to mass media. 99% of the media is coming from outside resources. And those resources do not view us or give us our just due. They use what we call propaganda. They're always taking us and putting us in jail or doing this or doing something negative. They don't really show some of the positive things. Now, I'm going to give you an example of how powerful and how negative our media could be. Now, just recently, I think there was a young man. I can't give you all the details right now. I'm just summarizing off the top of my head. But this young man was a very intelligent young man. I'm talking about intellectual-wise, academic-wise. And he applied to various major colleges around the country, and he was accepted by all of them. All he applied for, every major college wanted him. And if it was not for the internet, mass media, by people putting it out there, most major news would have never aired it. But then, because it had so much chatter about this young man, some of the local news and then picked it up, and then the national news picked up, and they gave a little flash on it. But there was this one station. There are several Caucasians, a couple of white women and a white gentleman on there talking about this kid who was, and guess what? They brought out such negative connotations about this person, out this young man. Instead of celebrating his achievements, they were saying he was taking away slots with other people. Other people like them could have filled those slots up. They say, why should he have applied at so many colleges? And they said, just using this propaganda, because he applied, that means somebody else couldn't apply in that slot. And you know that's I don't want to say it, but you know it's untrue. But see, this is the kind of stuff, and these people had quite a bit of discussion on this young man, putting the person down because he achieved, because, you know, and things like that kind of get next to me. And do you know, by the way they put news on it, and I can just imagine how many people was agreeing with them. See, a lot of time, oftentimes, people, I hate to say this, but sometimes, because we don't like to do research, we just take things at face value. You know, because someone said it does not make it true. Sometimes we have to do research. We have to dig a little deeper. They say the truth will make you free. You just cannot go by what this person say or what this person, even I don't care if they're in the news now, the news is more crazy than ever been in this history. You got partisan news that, I mean, you can go to MSNBC and hear talking about the same subject and hear this point of view from this station. Then you go on Fox News and hear just totally opposite. And these are supposed to be reporters. They're supposed to tell the truth, to dig for truth. But they just are far from the left as far as from the right. They one way over here and one way over there about the same subject matter. There's no people who, well, there's not many who's willing to stand up and just speak truth to power. See, everybody is chasing or wants to belong or have fear. And you say, one thing I thank God for, and I know all kinds of things are happening around me because I do what I do, because I have the power. I want you to hear this. This is documented. I want people to know this. Because I am in the media, I have the potential to start something. You know, far as other people is concerned, I'm talking about the intelligence community right now. They're listening to what I'm saying right now. Because I have the potential, because I'm in the media, I have the potential to incite people or to inform people. So therefore, I'm on the radar. And unfortunately, the things that I talk about, like I said, I don't put down any group or race of people, but I have the potential of to informing my people of that we can do for ourselves. So that means if we do for ourselves, that means we would have stopped doing for somebody else. Say, for instance, I'm going to just say this. If we're spending $1.2 trillion, that's what they report that we spend on an annual basis. But I differ with that. I'm quite sure it's probably 5 or 6 more times than that. But they don't want you to know how much power we really have. They say you never help a lame to the game because he just make wake up and do what you do, take advantage of you. But I'm saying this to say this. If we start doing for ourselves, that means that we are building the economy right here in this country, but we support one another. Now, they don't have any problems with Jews doing it, Koreans doing it, Caucasians doing it, Asians doing it. Everybody else does it. But there's a problem when we do it. You see, because everybody feasts on us. Everybody gets their wealth from us. People come from all over the world to feast at our table, to extract dollars from our communities. We can be right in the heart of the hood where the houses are boarded up and everything, but I'm going to tell you one thing, what you will see there. You will see commerce there. You will see liquor stores, run-down food markets and corner stores, clothing stores. Everybody's gleaming. These people come from all over the world, set up shop right in the hood and get wealthy. Now, if I said to my people that we need to support ourselves, so that means a lot of those businesses will start to falter and fail. They don't want that. Some people would do everything within their power to keep us from doing it, and that's exactly what's been happening in this country. Now, we the type of people will support everyone. Everyone. We are forgiving people, and we don't think the way every people do. Some people think that's why they do that to us, because they think we might do what they've done to us. We don't do that. We don't think like that, because we are not like that. But all I'm saying to you, I'm saying this to you, Brother Satire, anything else, I'm speaking out because, you know, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And I just want, for the record, to people to know this, that I, David Murphy, publisher of the National Black Unity News, has always will and always will stand up for my people, for my children, for my children's children. I would be less than a man if I did not do so. I'll be less of a man if I didn't support my community. And so, and if that's a crime, then do what you have to do. If I'm an enemy of the state, then do what you have to do. Because I answer to a higher calling. I answer to God, not to man. And if some people have a problem with that, I'm just saying this for the record. Some people have a problem with that. That's your problem, not mine's. But I tell you one thing, there's repercussions about everything that you do, seen and unseen, and I'll leave it like that. Case. Brother Satawi, the National Black Unity News is a powerful publication. It's an important publication because all it does is uplift, share information by powerful people who wants to give something back, who want to share information with people that will enhance their quality of life. We have all types of information in the National Black Unity News about various subject matters. And by me being the publisher, I like to say, and it's the truth to me, like I say, it's divinely inspired. And that's the foundation of the publication. And some people may have a problem with that, but that's your problem. All I'm saying is this, that you need to take a look. I'm talking to the audience now. You need to get a copy, and the publication is online. You can go to the National Black Unity News.com, the National Black Unity News.com, or you can call 443-455-2373, and I can give you information how you can get a subscription to the publication, or you can go online and subscribe. You can have the publication delivered right to your home or office, or you can go online and read it online. But there's a lot of us who love the feel of the publication. And speaking about the feel and the look of the publication, it's a tabloid side publication. Right now, this issue, I believe, is 32 pages to it. And it's a high-quality publication. When I say high quality, I'm talking about the texture of the paper is top-notch. And it's full color, cover to cover, everything in between, full color. But that's just the surface of what's in the publication. It's powerful information for us and by us. And so, Brother Satawi, I appreciate you providing me with this opportunity, and I'm going to bring it back to you, sir.
All right, yeah. I was just thinking about one of the things that you was talking about when you were saying that when the tables turn and the tables flip, is that you know, white people are afraid at times because they think we're going to do to them what they did to us. And it was so interesting in the fact that when Nelson Mandela was released from prison and ultimately went on to become the president of South Africa, you know, there was white people who said, you know, hey, we thought y'all was going to riot and turmoil and do all of this and do all of that. If we had known that all we had to do was just let him go, we'd have did that several years ago. And I'm just saying that the flip side is that, you know, people always think that we're going to operate the same way that they did, because if they were us, that's what they would do.
That's right. And you know, but like I say, but people don't understand. You know, like I say, we have endured quite a bit, and you know, we are a base type of people in our nature, where we love and nurturing. You know, we have tolerance to the piss that most people could never understand. Because people don't understand. See, this thing goes a little deeper, because people don't realize when it comes down to civilization, we are your parents. We are the original people. You are our children. I am you and you are me. When we don't hurt our own. In spite of, just like if you had your own personal family, you may have children, five or six of them. Two of the other three children may follow the golden rule. You may have a few rebels in the family. You may have one or two children that may be out here that really had some bad ways with them that would hurt you, that would harm you, but you still love them in spite of. And so, but again, you know, like I say, two wrongs will never make right. And somebody had to take the high road. And we are the type of people that would do that, But I strongly suggest now, when I say, you know, you can't put everything in black and white, but unfortunately a lot of people see things that way and act accordingly. But, you know, if we just looked at each other as people, just as people, I think everything would be great if we just did that. But, you know, I don't know if it would ever happen in my lifetime or my children or their children's children, but I think one day soon. And this is a never fair when people start coming together, because we all are intertwined, even racially now. You know, if you take your DNA, just about, I don't care who you are, if you take it in, you got a little bit of everything in you. From centuries and centuries now, everybody all mixed up somewhere here there. You just may have some dominant traits, that's about it. But we all intertwined, and a lot of people call itself purr, you know, but I don't understand that word purr, because it ain't no such thing as that, you know, but not here on this earth anyway. But like I say, people mindsets have to change, and that's what we're attempting to do with the National Black Unity News, just to change people mindsets, you know, that people can do better for themselves, and therefore they can do better for their families. When they do better for their family, they can do better for their communities. And everybody can make contributions, and we all can benefit from each other. You know, there don't have to be fear. You know, we can operate in love, you know. And that would overcast fear every time. But, you know, people just need to check themselves out and stop putting all this fear and this negative energy in you about what might be or what this person may or may not be. You know, you have to take each person at face value. When I say not the color of their skin, but for their content, their character. And so, you know, we got some black folks, man, that will hurt you just as quickly than anybody else. And the same thing with Caucasian. They got some white folks will kill them, and they see it right in the schools, they will kill everything in the household. And we'll hurt them, you know, so it's not a racial thing or a skin color thing. That's just people mindsets. And so, again, you know, I appreciate you, like I say, you know, these airways, the newspaper, just people talking to one another. Communication is a powerful, powerful tool on so many different fronts and forms, you know, because when you get to speak to one another, talk to one another, you get to understand each other. You know, and all the old misconceptions, what you hear, what somebody else say, you know, you can't operate that way because what goes up must come down. You know, I may be the same person. You may be hating on me right now, and I may be just having to be in your area, and I may be the only one who can save your life. And if
right.
I'm operating out of hate, man, you may be a goner in that case. But, you know, you hope that I'm operating out of love because the life you save may be just your own. Back to you, sir.
Yes, that's so powerful in terms of the things that you're saying, in terms of just our whole human interaction and how we need to look at how we communicate with one another in relationship to also the, right now I'm sitting outside and broadcasting this show from, it's a park across the street from me. I'm just looking at the trees, the birds, the squirrels, and how, you know, the peaceful surroundings that they have because they figured out a way to get along. And some people say, well, you know, Brother Jai, you know, that seems kind of far and abstract. I said, well, it's not. The squirrels could be chasing the birds trying to eat them. The few stray cats and dogs that we have in the neighborhood could be, you know, trying to consume them also, or consuming one another, but yet it's a peaceful environment, and the only, I don't like to say the word only, but the number one cause of disruption in the ecosystem is the human being. You know, the changes that people are going through and not being able to find peace. And if people can find peace, then we can get to that point where everyone can get along, things can be better, communities can prosper, and just a whole array of things that can happen that can make the world a much better place.
Yep, you're so right, because if you look at the whole scheme of things, this everything has balance and harmony. And usually the only thing, the only being that's out of harmony is man. And because man has the power to reason. And unfortunately, sometimes our power of thinking or reasoning is based on a lot of fear. You know, people have to hoard things. People have to separate themselves because of fear. And people teach fear. And people suggest fear. Because what one may do, or who these people are, or this group. You know how many people who have died because of the rumor of fear? How many people right now in this world are suffering because of fear? People are being poisoned and murdered and trampled upon because of fear. And the fear gets, so heavily that it turns to hate. And all it is a misunderstanding. You know, if man looked on man as his brother, shared with one another, you know, it's enough resources on this earth to take care of every man, woman, and child. If we had stopped building all of these weapons of mass destruction and put that energy into farming and looking deep into the sea. They don't even, haven't even dug deep into the seas, see how many resources up under there that could feed through. How many plants and stuff that's out there in certain mountains, certain regions that haven't even been tapped into yet. You know, and it's a shame that because if you look at how the earth is made up and how the people of the earth is made up, and everybody brings contributions. I remember back in the day, Brother Satai, we used to be in what they call multi-level marketing, various types of business with excellent way where people can earn resources. But every once in a while in the health industry, they would come up with these things like Noonie juice one time, I believe it was called. And then they had this goji berry from this certain part of the region up there. All of these type of fruits and things had properties in them that could nourish the body, prevent the body from getting sick and things like that. And they got all kinds of them, but they're all from various regions of the earth. And various people on the earth have tested these things. And everybody can bring these contributions. Can you imagine in the depths of Africa, Asia, Egypt, and South America, all of these places, man, that they dug the herbs and spices and medicines and all of this stuff all over the earth, but yet because of fear, we don't want to talk to one another, we don't want to share resources with one another. When we do, well, we want to take it from one another. You know, so, you know, if I, you know, from the way I look at things, from a God standpoint of view, that this work could be so powerful. You know, I've been around all types of people in my lifetime. When you first get around certain people, yes, that's even with your own kind. You know, you kind of stand up because you don't know the person, you don't know what type of person they are until you start communicating with them. And next thing you know, be you white, black, Asian, anything, if you talk long enough, get to know one another, you end up being great friends, and then you have a greater understanding. Then the first thing you know, all of those lies that was told about this group of people, that group of people, because you see in that individual something totally different. And I've seen it happen over, I'm talking about just in my lifetime. And can you imagine? See, that's what I'm talking about. Just say for you and I, for instance, when I first laid eyes on you, first time we ran across each other, didn't know nothing about each other. Of course, we had to break down barriers. You ain't getting over them. You know, black men, that's what black men do. You know, we first come up, you know, we stand our ground, so to speak, until we get to understand the brother. But once you start communicating with the brother, then, you know, oh, yeah, I like that, too. You know, man, you say, well, man, you like business. Yeah. Well, we like this or we like that and get to share with me. Next thing you know, over the years, how you interact with one another. Look how we have talked over the years, communicate with one another over the years, interact with each other over the years. All of that's here in the beginning. You never thought that would have happened. So can you imagine that people from all over the world did the same thing, communicated, shared, talked with, break bread together, be tolerant of one another, how much beautiful life could be, how much, it's powerful, but unfortunately, fear is a powerful tool, and unfortunately, they say whatever you feed yourself the most is what you become. So if you feed yourself fear and all of that, you're going to be a hateful and a standoffish person. But if you feed yourself love, that's what you become. You'll become more tolerant and more understanding of your fellow man. And so all I'm going to suggest to us, you know, to our readers, that's what we inject into the publication is love, understanding, helping another brother out. You know, and so, and it's going to continue to be that way. And all I'm saying is this, you know, each one of us, and I love that thing, well, I don't know if it's your theme song or not, but I know you played it quite a bit. It's called Man in the Mirror. Before we can go out here and try to change this or try to change that, we have to look at ourselves first. Change comes from within. And each man, regardless of all the propaganda that's taking place in this world and in our communities and even amongst our races, if each man looked at himself and reasoned with himself and be honest with himself, and he acts accordingly And he comes from out of himself out of love, because he's the God made us in a unique and a wonderful way. And we have the power to love, to change, to share. And if we use those properties, man, it will be a powerful, more productive way of life. I mean, just getting up in the morning, you know, we had to lock doors and security. Now we had to put things in our schools and all that. And what kind of education can you get when you're being locked down like that? Fear of getting shot. I'm looking from when I was going to school to now. Look at the difference. I mean, it's sad. I'm talking about even little things. I mean, well, they major, but I'm just saying little things like recreation. With children, even during the course of the day, they can get out there and communicate and stop all the learning and everything, just run up and down on the play school grounds and stuff and just share, you know, with meeting new people and having fun with one another. Then you go back to learning. What about our music? Home economics, shops that we used to have, all the little things that made you whole. Home economics, all that kind of stuff that they had in the school system. That was way back then. Look at it now. No communication. They got mass communication, but they don't have human interaction. And it breeds fear when you get around another person. I mean, things have changed drastically. Some things are for the better, but some things have gotten worse. And again, you know, we can make changes, but it starts with each individual. And so all I'm saying is this, for me and my house, in spite of what the world is bringing forth, if enough of us stood up and stand firm and stand on the foundation of love, it will make a change. Because people rather live in our world than that other world of hate and fear. That's not a good way to be. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. I mean, what you're saying is so true, because, you know, I can't imagine, as I sit on my front right now and I'm looking across the street at the park, that out of nowhere comes somebody that decides they want to shoot up the neighborhood and kill a bunch of people because, you know, they got a beef about some issue in the mass media. And I mean, and it's just so important to be able to see the world from another perspective, and then as we see it from that perspective, to put action plans in place to build a perspective that we want to live by. And so it's so good to know that National Black Unity News newspaper is a newspaper that is geared towards that particular human perspective in terms of what we want to put forth in the world. And so, you know, again, I commend you, and I commend all of the people who rallied behind you to make public what it is and how take it forward and take it to another whole nother level as people begin to go through the process of internalizing it and just making it the best of what it could be.
And why I have you on the air, brother Satabi, is this. You know, getting back, you know, like I say, my extended services is the, you know, like I say, I the newspaper's one way, you know, I assist people with highlighting what they do. But I want to take it to another level. If you can get me a paragraph or two about you and your wife and about your services, and maybe send me over a few pictures, I could take it and turn that into another marketing tool for you that you can put on the mass media, and I have a lot of other tools too to spruce up your internet presence, for Twitter and Facebook and all of those things, like your headings and all of those types. They have all types of tools that make it more pleasing to the eye, so to speak. And more effective when people scan through your pages and stuff. So, because like I say, this is so important, because you have so many talents that you want to share with the world, but sometimes it breaks down to communication, and how effective that communication can be in a short time, because sometimes all it takes is just one glance. Just one glance. A person can receive it or they reject it or just pass over it. But sometimes just the colors or the wordings or something like that would catch a person's eye to make them dwell a little deeper. And when they dwell a little deeper and they find out the nuggets of truth, the gold that you have within your services, then they're more apt to use it. So I'm sharing this with you, all the other editors, but as well as any, and also to the listening audience, because that's my call, that's my purpose in life, is to highlight people, to help people to get them to where they want to go. See, when that happens to me anyway, when I see a person get to where they want to go, then I pretty much got to where I want to go, because that's my call, that's my thing, is to assist people, to be a helpmate, to provide services that can help my fellow man. And so, and you know, I'm not getting any younger, and so I've been blessed over the years with gifts and talents, and now I'm beginning to see the fruits of them. Just like you mentioned earlier, you know, you plant seeds and they're going to be a harvest time. And so, right now I'm planting seeds, and I want to take as many people, I want to carry them to the top. You know, because I do know this, if I can assist you or the listening audience, and if you prosper and grow, it's oftentimes you will help other people prosper and grow. And this is just another way of how we can make this world a little better. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. So true. So true, David. I mean, you know, what you're saying is so valuable because, you know, the thing is, I looked at a piece that my good friend and business partner down in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, embarked on with an IT person. You know, and he told me he spent $1,400 on it. You know, and I was like, but I mean, it's a good piece. But the thing is, it's like, wow. You know, I don't know if I can cough that up all at once at one time or whatever.
Yeah.
People, you know, you do what you got to do. In other words, you live by your budget. And if you're going to be out here rocking and rolling and bringing in money and resources, then, you know, you just need to make sure that you spend your money wisely.
That's right.
So that way, if you do what you do, then it gives you a return on your investment.
Returns come back in so many different folds, too. You know, it's not always monetary sometimes, but, you know, returns just could be relationships. You know, I mean, exchanging ideas because, you know, like I say, fast change is no robbery. You may have a service that you can help to, like you say, I know you do taxes. You know, you can run across a business and say, hey, man, look here, I can do your taxes for you. And in turn, like, he may not give you money. He may have a service that you may need, you know. And so both of y'all walk away better people because of that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is knowing how to negotiate, and I don't really like using this term, but how to set up what's called the art of the deal.
And guess
and
what?
No, go ahead. No, I'm saying go ahead.
No, because I was just getting ready to say, because, you know, I get excited sometimes because, you know, I'm a nice guy and all this stuff too, but I have to eat just like the next man, you know. And but see, what I do, though, it's a thing that I learned a long time ago. It's a powerful, powerful principle. And it's in the Bible, it says, give and you shall receive. And see, what I do, I plant seeds, I cast that first stone. And that's why I say I can do this for you and do that for you, because I believe this. If I did that commercial for you and you begin to prosper and grow, the average person will say, well, yeah, you know what? This thing came about because David assisted me. And so if David assisted me, and I may come back and say, David, I want to do some more stuff with you. And then and in return, you say, well, David, then I can prosper because you're putting some monetary funding my way, and then I can give you what you need, and then I'm getting what I need, and then I can, you know, that's how it works. And then we grow together, you know. So, you know, that's why,
right.
I say, you know, I give, but, you know, I'm planting seeds at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's so true because, you know, the bottom line is like, you know, I know people that's listening, they're probably saying, wow, they're having an internal conversation. Well, it's internal, but it's also external in the sense that, you know, we feel comfortable enough to share with how we conduct business and relate to the business perspective in our community that the conversation that we're having is a conversation that you can have also as you develop those relationships with either one of us that are talking, communicating, and how we move forward in the things that we do. So it's just important.
Yes, sir. Yeah, like I say, it's extremely important because you said the key word, relationships. And this is how business is conducted, not with just black folks, but all mankind. That's what they go to the golf courses. They go to the clubhouses and everything else because they're building relationships. And that's how business is conducted. They start building relationships, and then business take place after that. You know, and so that's the way it goes. So even though it may seem like you and I are having a conversation, but we are conducting business. And giving you an example how to do it as well, you know. So, so I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, it's instruction in the process of how we're sharing the information and transferring the information and putting the information out there for people to absorb. So, you know, all of that's good, and you know, and I'm just glad for the process. It was like. They had this thing the other day on with the Philadelphia 76ers, which is an NBA team, who people said, well, they might can make conference finals, or da-da-da-da-dee. So one of the things that they said was, understand the process. And the bottom line is the things that we do, we need people to understand the process. If there's a process to human relations and making things happen, then you need to be able to listen to people who have processed human relations. And if you're not in a position to do that, then, you know, it's going to put you in a vulnerable situation.
That's right, because, like I say, you know, it's a give and take. And giving you shall receive, and receiving you, and then you should be able to give, you know. And so, again, brother, I know the hour's getting near, and I just want to share my information with people one more time before we leave this airway. This today is this David Murphy, the National Black Unity News at 443-455-2373, or you can reach us at our website at the National Black Unity News.com. I got so many websites, I get confused sometimes, but it's the National Black Unity News.com. Back to you.
All right, brother. All of that's good. All of that's good. And, you know, the thing is, you got so many different websites, it's because you're in the game and you're struggling. Let me take that word away. You're fighting for freedom to become prosperous.
That's right. That's right. And like I say, and you know, I said the National Black Unity News. We also have the National Black Action Portal is coming up. And now, because of my expanded services, I'm bringing my one of my firstborns out when it came to the internet, the National Portal. And so, you know, so you'll be hearing a lot about that in the very near future, too, because that's where a lot of my marketing will be come from out of there. So, but, you know, everything I do is interrelated. And so, you know, one enhances the other. And so, but it's a package deal, and I can't wait. And I'm looking forward to sharing all of this wealth and information that I have on not only you, sir, but to the listening audience, because I have a wealth. I'm a blessed man, and the worst thing in the world that could happen to me is to go to my grave and not have shared it with you or with the people that's listening. And if you have a business, if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, if you are an entrepreneur, and if you do, if you have something of value that you want to share with the community, you need to give me a call, because I have the assets to get your information out there, not only here locally, but on a national basis, and pretty much international as well. So, and I'm not hard to get along with. So all you got to do is pick up the phone and call. That's the way I, you know, that's the way I run, you know, roll, however you want to say it. But the whole thing is, we have to talk to one another. We have to reason together. And the only way we can do that is we communicate with one another. Let's at least just talk. Let's see where we know each other are. Don't hold back, because I might be just that little spark to get you off and running. All right, back to you, sir.
All right, all right. Hey, we want to thank you so much, Mr. Murphy, for, you know, sharing your information and everything that you brought to the table today. You know, it's been a great show, great dialogue. We look forward to continuing broadcasting this particular segment that we have etched out in terms of called the National Black Unity News Show, and what you basically will be going through the paper, bringing on editors who are part of the paper, and, you know, and just being able to, as one of the people that I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but anyway, one of the people that did a biography on the whole phenomena of the person that brought together P.T. Barnum, the person that brought together the whole atmosphere of the Ringling Brothers three ring circus, which, you know, developed into that, which also ultimately led to a colleague of ours, Cedric Walker, pulling together his circus, Universal Soul Circus. I look at what we're doing is that you're reaching out and you're pulling together the talent of people across the globe who can contribute a positive column, a positive word, a positive aspect of what can and should be shared in the black community worldwide in terms of however we perceive ourselves and define ourselves, but basically in terms of that whole gender and jar. And so that's really, really good. And, you know, we're really, really thankful for that. And so, hey, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we got 2 minutes left if you got any closing comments.
Yeah, again, I just appreciate you for what you do and all that you do. And just keep looking up, keep doing it. And we all benefit from it. And thank you again, sir. And I just want to say good evening to the listening audience. And I'm looking forward to working with you and for you. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care, sir.